Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, happy Friday afternoon. The Greg Squirrel Show is on the air. How is everybody doing today? I don't know about you, but I am doing great. Phone lines are open, 323-642-1128, if you want to call in today. There's something on your mind. There's a lot of stuff out there going on. But it's Friday. I really don't have a lot to talk about, so I'm just going to leave the boards open. Whatever you want to talk about, we got 30 minutes to do it. I'm happy and proud to announce that it looks like hopefully if things work out Monday, we were going to start it at the end of the month, but if things work out, it looks like Monday the Greg Squirrel Show is going to be going to an hour time. We're still trying to decide on times, so we're getting everybody's opinion on that. The nice thing about going to an hour, we're going to have a greater time frame of what time the show can be on the air. That's just how things work. I want to thank Blog Talk Radio for being the provider, the broadcast provider for the Greg Squirrel Show. Let's drop some bombs on our sponsors. Nathan Hendrickson, attorney at law, Muskogee, Oklahoma. Thank you for supporting the Greg Squirrel Show. Native Nutrition, Live Right Nutrition, Moxie Nutrition, Nutrition Hawk, and Fayetteville Nutrition, all members of the Herbalife family. I want to give a big shout-out to all those folks for supporting the Greg Squirrel Show. If you're looking at getting healthy, possibly losing some weight, give me a call and I can hook you up with some delicious Herbalife meal shakes. They are delicious. I've lost 30 pounds. Max Sunglasses. It's all about the high-def lenses. If you want some great sunglasses that's not going to cost you an arm and a leg, I can hook you up with those. Also, Cherokee Entertainment Mobile DJ Services. If you're needing a DJ, karaoke for a party, DJ for a wedding, anything like that, check with Cherokee Entertainment Mobile DJ Services. Naturally, if you want to get more information about any of my sponsors, you can go to my Facebook page, Gregory Squirrel. I'm trying to find out if the Greg Squirrel Show Facebook page still exists. I do not know. Hopefully, we'll get that back up and running before too long. Just a lot of great stuff coming up. Oh, also want to say thank you to Ian the Boy, Ultimate 80 Parties Band. They're going to be in action on the next Friday night. They also have Bikes, Booze, and Barbecue coming to Fayetteville, Arkansas. They're going to be at Murano on Thursday night. I believe that's either the 26th or 27th. It's the week of Bikes, Booze, and Barbecue. Murano on Razorback Road, just up the street from Bomb Stadium. Make sure you go check out E and the Boys Ultimate 80s Party Fad. All right. I'm trying to think if there's anybody else I need to mention, and I can't think of any. All right. Like I say, there's a lot of stuff going on. I really don't know where to start about the stuff that's going on. I guess the one that's really on my mind is the situation down at Arkansas Tech. Arkansas Tech had a couple of former members of their football program pass away. And so the Arkansas State Red Wolves wanted to, recognize these two individuals. So they put a cross on their helmet with the two players' initials on this cross. And these guys were Christians. They went to church faithfully. It's not like Arkansas State was trying to force a religious viewpoint on anybody. They were just recognizing some players, or some gentlemen that were former members of their program. But then somebody saw it on TV, raised a big stink about it, and so the Arkansas State Red Wolves were ordered to take the cross off their helmets. Okay, as far as I'm concerned, this is religious persecution. Okay? Like I say, they weren't enforcing any type of religious beliefs on anybody. They weren't trying to read the Bible to them, share Bible verses, whatever. They were recognizing two players that passed away. And the sad thing is, I've learned more about this, the players voted on this. It wasn't just something that the athletic department said, hey, we're going to do this. But the players themselves voted that, put this cross on their helmet. Nobody made them do it. They wanted to do it. And because of that, now, it's, in my opinion, it's religious persecution. I'm not a squeaky clean individual. I like to have a drink once in a while. I like to go dancing. But I'm not a Bible thumper. But I still believe, I don't have any problems with people's religious beliefs. I don't care if people don't believe in God, as long as they don't enforce that on me. And these guys weren't trying to force any kind of religious viewpoint on anybody. They were just recognizing two fallen players. And that was the design. That was what they voted on to do it. Because it paid tribute to those two individuals, but it also recognized that these guys were Christians. 323-642-1128. If you want to call in and comment on this or any other topic that we talk about on the air, you're welcome to call in. So, all right. Hey, college football season is here. We're going into week three, probably one of the biggest matchups considering how well they're doing so far this season. Tennessee-Oklahoma. That game's this weekend. There was a nasty situation in baseball last night, and I just want to hit on this. Thoughts and prayers go out to Mike Stanton. I believe that's who it was. Let me find the story here. Giancarlo Stanton. I'm sorry. Giancarlo Stanton hit in the face. Suffered multiple fractures and facial and dental damage. Thoughts and prayers go out to him. Only thing I'd say is I'm just glad the pitch wasn't any faster than what it was. I think they clocked the pitch at around 80, 85. I'm just glad it wasn't up in the 90s. But our thoughts and prayers go out to Giancarlo Stanton. I'll learn how to pronounce it right one day. You'd think I would be able to pronounce it better, Ken. That's one of the things I do for a living. Hey, top afternoon baseball score, Baltimore and the Yankees tied up after 9. So we got that. Minnesota and the White Sox have been postponed due to rain. Had some NFL football take place last night. Baltimore, 26, Pittsburgh, 6. Got some great football action going on in the NFL this weekend. Let's take a look at the schedule real fast. Detroit, Carolina, Jacksonville, Washington, New Orleans, Cleveland, Atlanta, Cincinnati, Miami, Buffalo, Arizona, Giants, Dallas, Tennessee, New England, Minnesota, St. Louis, Tampa Bay, Seattle, San Diego, New York Jets, Green Bay, Kansas City, Denver, Houston, Oakland, Chicago, Frisco, and Monday night, Philly and Indianapolis. That's your NFL roundup. Let's jump over here. Let's take a little looking down the board, seeing if there's anything that really pops out that we want to mention. NASCAR, first race of the chase is this weekend. So, that going on? Joliet, Illinois is going to be where the guys are at. Chicagoland, I believe that is. Or at least that's what they call the racetrack. MyAFibStory.com. 400. So that's what's going on there. Once again, as I mentioned earlier, we got some great football taking place this action. Would help if I post that. Once again, 323-642-1128. Phone number to call in. We got about 15 minutes left on the air. So I definitely invite everybody to call in, give your opinions and give your viewpoint. Let's say hello to Jonna, David, Kathy, Rhonda, Aaron, Denise, Diane, Teresa, Tammy, Robert, Miranda, Greg, Julie, and Elizabeth. All listening to the Greg Squirrel Show today. I tip my hat and say, how do you do? Hey, we got some birthdays. Renee Stout. Joe Laurinaitis. If you're thinking that name sounds familiar, where it should, Joe Laurinaitis was one half of what I consider the most dominant tag team in professional wrestling history. Road Warrior Animal, Joe Laurinaitis. Happy birthday. And happy birthday to Salvador Rojas. Want to give a big shout out to everybody. Happy birthday today. If it's your birthday and I didn't get you on the list, and then sending everybody a big little uh, All right, now we got that. Now we can get out on old, back on over here. Once again, the phone lines are open. 323-642-1128. 323-642-1128. All right, we're going to post on Facebook. I'm just putting on Facebook, the Greg Squirrel Show is going to be going to an hour show in the future. What time would you want to hear it? You know, we've been doing to 3 o'clock and everything's been going pretty good. But, you know, I want it to be a fans show. I want the fans to be able to call in, so I'm putting it out there. When we do go to an hour, what time would my listeners love to hear this show? Hopefully we're going to get Clint Davis back on board with us. We're going to get Granny Holster. Still trying to get Clint Davis to sounds like Clint Davis going into politics. I don't know about that, but anyway, we will check that out. All right. Just kind of glancing down things, seeing what there is to talk about. Also, we may start doing some live shows. Well, they're all shows are live, but some new possible business ventures, which could mean an open crowd type situation for the Greg Squirrel Show. And I'm kind of excited about that. Arkansas has Texas Tech this weekend. According to, well, I think it's called the PFI poll, Arkansas has an 83% chance of beating Ole Miss. I'm not sure what those numbers consist of, but I like those numbers. 323-642-1128. Like I said, I had to cut up a couple of good football games last night. BYU held off Houston 33-25, and I thought there was another game last night. There was another game last night, and I cannot find the score. Trying to find the score. North Texas played last night. If anybody's out there listening, and you just by chance happen to have the North Texas score on you, if you would like to call that in, we would love to hear it. 323-642-1128. All right, all right, all right. Here we go, here we go, here we go. Okay. Trying to find out football score. I may have to Google it and oh, let's see. Yeah. The North Texas Mean Green. They're no longer North Texas State. They're now the North Texas Mean Green. They played Louisiana Tech 42-21. So there you go. So, I wish I had the high school football schedules. We'd make some bold predictions and stuff. 323-642-1128. Phone lines are open. It's a Friday night, Friday afternoon here in Northwest Arkansas. Kind of a little dreary, cloudy outside, but that's not keeping the football from going on. Let's see here. See if I can Google some high school football schedules. Let's see here. Going over here, looks like Little Rock Central. Is that who I'm looking at tonight? Let's just look over here and make sure. That's right. Northside High School. Northside Grizzlies at Little Rock Central. Fort Smith Southside is playing Greenwood. So I'm probably going to go 1-1 there, because I just think Northside is going to beat Central. Greenwood's been awful tough the last couple of seasons, so I predict them to beat the Rebels. As far as local teams here in Northwest Arkansas, we got the Greenland Pirates. They take on Mansfield. So as much as I dislike Greenland's football coach, I see Greenland walking out with that one. And, of course, my Farmington Cardinals, they are on the road tonight in Huntsville. So there you go. Prairie Grove, they're coming off a 34-27 win over Prairie Grove for the Battle of Highway 62, which is what they call it. Greenland came off a big victory. Their season opener against Johnson County Westside. Northside defeated Pine Bluff, and I cannot remember who Southside played, but they walked out victorious in that game. Arkansas, like I said, Arkansas has Texas Tech. Arkansas beat Nichols, whatever their university, Nichols College, whatever they call it, 73-7. So Arkansas has Texas Tech. Oklahoma Sooners defeated Tulsa last weekend, and they have Tennessee this weekend. I'm calling that game a toss-up in my predictions. Just because Tennessee, they got Butch Jones as their coach. So anything could happen with that game right there. I got a funny feeling. And then, of course, Dallas has Tennessee, Kansas City Chiefs. Their next big matchup is at Denver. I might take a hit. And this weekend, I see at least two losses, those being Southside and Kansas City, and then Chicago Bears, the other team I try to keep track of. Okay, I might have three losses, because Chicago plays San Francisco. Unless Chicago gets their head out of their butt, I see them being defeated by the San Francisco 49ers. So that's and of course we'll come back. We'll go over that Monday on the Greg Squirrel Show. So what is all this? I have no idea. All right, I just had a whole bunch of requests pop up, and I am deleting them all exponentially. Exponentially, is that a word? I don't know. All right. So there we go. I did not look at UFC to see what was going on. I know, you know, get out, support fights. I know there's fights somewhere all over the United States. MMA. One of the biggest growing sports, spectator sport out there. Something going on in your area, get out and watch it. Oh, let's see. Fedor Emelianenko has come out of hiding. Ryan Couture is going to be making his Bellator debut. Dana White says Georges St. Pierre will most likely get a title shot when he's ready to return. I'm like, really? Are we just handing out title shots? I mean, what happened with making guys earn title shots? I know George is safe here. He's one of the, he's a legend in MMA, but I still feel you have to earn your title shot, you know. But that's just my opinion, and, you know, like I'm all fond of saying, opinions are like buttholes. Everybody has them. All right. Once again, just kind of scanning down everything, seeing what is going on. Don't see a whole lot. I want to remind you, Native Nutrition, Stillwell, Oklahoma, if you're wanting to lose weight, get healthy. Daniel Flynn and Native Nutrition are holding fit camps. If you have any questions about that, all you got to do is just look me up, and I will get you in touch with the sources that be. We're just having a good time. That's all I can say. Ah, neck lips. Oh, sorry. I was scrolling down, and a couple of, I'm not really going to call them ugly. I'm just going to say unattractive women, kind of popping the duck lips look on the Facebook. So I immediately turned that off. I did not need to see that. Makes me have nightmares. Starting to get cool out there, so make sure if you are going to any ball games, especially if they're in the evening, just make sure that you dress warm. Want to say hello to our folks at, let's see, what was it called? Hookah Java. There's some good friends of mine here in Fayetteville, Arkansas. It's a hookah lounge, a water vapor lounge, or whatever you want to call it. I need to learn how to spell when I'm typing. I need a producer in here with me, so that way when we're doing the show, they could be typing stuff on Facebook, I could be doing what I'm supposed to be doing, and everybody just having a good time. Let's fix that. That looks kind of look off. We got about 90 seconds left on the show for Friday. Got some great things, possibly going to be moving to a new studio, and of course going to an hour. I wanted to change that question because I posted the question. Greg, once again, if you look up on my personal Facebook page, Gregory Squirrel, you're going to see that the post that says that we're going to an hour. So we want to know in what time and what days would you want to hear it. So, once again, we're putting that on Facebook because we want to get everybody's reaction to it. If you have found a Coke can with your name on it, I'm happy for you. They don't have a Coke can that says Butthead, so I will probably never find mine. But, hey, we are getting ready to head to the weekend. That's right. I'm going to be on the road, Wichita, Kansas, Saturday, and then Sunday, Springfield, Missouri. Everybody have a safe weekend. We'll see you Monday right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. Bye.